second Rashi on top of Kuzayin and Beis. The Suya Sitzes. So Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, that the Av Kol of Rabbi Shmuel was coming to Suya Sitzes. The Suya Sitzes is Ela Big Day Tzemer Pishtim. The Chiyiv is only for Tzemer Pishtim. The more he asks the Kasha, it says, given Tasalukha, so you understand, because of the smukim, it means la'elu. So these two things just mentioned, Semra Pishchim, this is the name, given Tasalukha. Or says, no, so what do you need? Rabbi Shmuel's drosha. So that the Chamina, Kidderab, Clement. So that the Chamina, Dola Dershin, and Hani, smukim, Linyan Talus. I would not have relied on the smukim and made this drosha of smukim. Remember the talus, Tzemer Pishtim and Tasa Tzitzis, the Vulav Lashar talus. And only Tzemer Pishtim is a locha, a garment of Tzemer Pishtim is a locha of Tzitzis and nothing else. Eladin Tzitzis, Tidrashay, Tzilin Tasa Tchom, and Tzemer Pishtim. Lom Sharminim, Kirashin, and Lerov, I would rather you can make the Tzitzis out of Tzemer Pishtim. You can't make the tzitzis out of any other mint. But that's not that it's going back on the garment, it's going back on the tzitzis. Because ksiv hocha mean kanof. The high kanof is kro yaseiruhu, to ksiv al kanfei v'dehem. Already said, you put tzitzis on kanfei v'dehem. Well, here lechem tzitzis, right? No, that's the lesson positive. When it's not al tzitzis al kanof, Psil Tchelis. It's already said that tzitzis are on the kanof. Because you put on the tzitzis, Psil Tchelis. Well, the mitzvah, but also al tzitzis, Psil Tchelis. What do you need tzitzis a kanof? That's how you mean kanof. Mean a talus, you hate tzitzis. The same type of what you put, it's a talus, that's what the tzitzis should be. Dachi mashu, tzitzis shal kanof, to hey. The tzitzis should be the same as the kanof. Vim shal meshihu, tzitzis shal meshi, portabu. So if it's a silk talus, silk tzitzis work. But also says Tzemer Pishtim, Tzivu Tzemer Pishtim, Zilin Tasa L'chol, the Mashma Nami Mehen Tasa. You should make the tzitzis out of Tzemer Pishtim. So Rava says the answer is that but any min other than Tzemer Pishtim, the only thing which you can be to you can make tzitzis out of that min as long as it's in that bag. Tzemer Pishtim are universal tzitzis. They can go in any bag. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok is saying that Rabbi Shmuel is disagreeing with that and saying that we learn out from Sarah, so that's not true. It's only Tzemer Pishtim and nothing else. So the Morish Kasha was what I needed for. I needed to tell me that Rav is wrong. So that the minakid rabba damer that kanof also lashmin the tidra smukim and the mifter shar begadim. Rabba's understanding from the word kanof that all the begadim are not potter. The vaday mechayvi miya betzitzis. The minan the chayv at least in the tzitzis of the same type. That's what rabba says. To mashalon af kol the loy tidra shakanof hachi. We don't darshan tzitzis that kanof to tell me this drasha that rabba says. Elo urche the kro. Oh, that's how the pasuk writes. Mashmina the mitzvah sitzes b'shnei minei tzeva, shnei chutim shal chelus, b'shnei chutim shal lavan, tano min kanof, d'stamei lavan. I'm not sure what Rashi is doing. There's the urcha de kruah sounds like it's saying that it's the ma'aseh tzeva. It puts it on the kanof v'dehem. And the tzitzis of the kanaf, so that's like urche. I mean, that's what the pasuk is referring to. So it clarifies. Then Rashi says the truth is we do darshan rabbis drasha in a certain sense. So it says you should put a psil tchelis. What should the rest of it be? Well, normally the begun of the begunim were not dyed, and they basically were the color of the original wool or the pishtim. So you should make the tzitzis of min kanof, they should be the same, they should be that undyed, uncolored wool or pishtim also. So I have One pasuk tells me you should put on the tzitzakanov together with the tzitzakanov, which I mean they're white, lavan. You're going to put in a psil tchelis. You're going to put in your chutim of tchelis. Rashi happens to go through with the shita of focusing more in Menachos. Is it 3 and 1 or 2 and 2? Rashi goes to the one that says 2 and 2. But so he's saying that we do darshan min kanov. So I have the pasuk from Saras to tell me that Dafit Zemer Pishim, so I can't darshan min kanov exactly the way Rava does. But I will darshan from min kanov, the idea that it should be the same, that there should be two chutim of lava. Okay. He's up to Gabor. Amar Ravacha Breid the Rava the Ravashi. The Tana the Rebbe Bishmol. According to Rav Nachum Yitzchak's understanding of Tana the Rebbe Bishmol, Ma'ish no linyan tuma the Marbi Sharbi got him, the Steve Oy Begin. So, we don't learn out from Tzaras to Shrotzim, because this is Oy Begin. So, Tzaras is Dafka Tzaran Pishtim. But by Shrotzim, it's any type of, any, according to where we're going right now, it's any type of Begin. So I ignore the lima from Saras, and I prefer the drasha, the internal drasha tells me you're marbis something else. So by tzitzis also, so hachanami lema the rabba shabri gadim me asher techasibo. So the asher techasibo is coming to tell me whatever you cover yourself with, any type of garment, not specifically tzemer pishtim. Where says no, who the pasuk Hashem Tachazim was the Asuya Ksusuma Hudos. It's coming to Marba that it's the garment of a person who's blind is also chayv and tzitzis. Tanya, Risa by side it says you have to see that. Prior to Ksus Laila excludes a garment, a nighttime garment. It's coming to exclude. Now there's machlokes Rishonim. If that means a garment, any garment during the nighttime, because you can't see at nighttime. There's no chiyuv of tzitzis at nighttime. Or it means a night garment, which is typically used by night, and it'll be possible even if it's, your person happens to have worn it by day. Okay, so, but there's this exclusion of this ksus laila, either pshat that you say. You argue that it means, you're arguing that it means excluding a ksus laila. Oh, eina ella pradik ksus suma. Maybe it's coming to exclude a garment of a person who can't see. Kishor marasher techasibo, reik ksus suma amr. The pasuk kishor techasibo is coming to imar be ksus suma. Mor says ella hamani mekayim risim. So he says, how do I understand the pasuk of risim, which is destiny has to be visible. Proud ksus laila, exclude ksus laila. Umari Isa, the rabbis sumo lahotzi ksus laila. Why did you go that way? You have a ribu and you have a miyut, so maybe you should apply the opposite. That you're marbe ksus laila and you exclude ksus suma. The answer is marbe ksus suma. Shesh de Maria etul acherim. It's visible. Not to the person who is wearing it necessarily, but it is visible to other people. It's not visible at all. Nobody can see it. Nighttime, nobody can see. Okay. So now, so I have this pasuk of Hashem Tachasibah, which is marbe susuma, and I can't use it to be marbe sharbe godim. Any other materials, according to Rav Shmuel, it's only Tzemer Pishtim. Garments of Tzemer Pishtim are Chayiv, other garments are not Chayiv. Shet Chazabah is not, it's not available to tell me the other Begodim, because I need it to be Marbek Susum. The Mor says, okay, how do you know it's to be Marbek Susum? Maybe it's coming to be Marbek Shar Begodim. Other materials, and Lav Dafka Tzemer Pishtim. Shmuel says, "Vehemel the Rabba Shabbegodim. Maybe it's coming to Rabba Shabbegodim and not Ksusum." Shmuel says, "Mistabra. We're starting out with that Begad means Semer Pishtim. Kafei B'dehem is Semer Pishtim, like you learn out from Saras. You want to come in and say it's being marba something. So the logical conclusion of being marba something is more of the same. You're marba before you're marba something different. So it's a, you can't say stam begad is referring to a begad of a person who has sight. And I mean marba, you know, that's not a discussion one way or the other. There's no indication with what type of, who's wearing the garment. Whereas I started with the word beged, beged means semer pishtim. So it's more logical to remain with a ribui of something else which is semer pishtim. It's going on the pasuk of Gidom Tas Lachot. It says, Lo Sibash Ad Semer Pishtim Yachtov. So the flow of the pasuk is semer pishtim. And then it says shetachasibo. So you marba another case of a semer pishtim. That's more mistarba rather than me marba something which is not semer pishtim. So we're just talking about semer pishtim specifically, and your marba more of the same. So because semer pishtim marba shabaganim, why should it be marba shabaganim if I have a case to be marba something which is semer pishtim? So grashi maishno. Alibad Rav Nachman Kaboyalo. So Rav Achabar Breda Rava asked Rav Ashi, I don't understand why by sheretz are you marba from obeg and other types of material, and over here by tzitzis you're not. Maishal Alibad Rav Nachman Kaboyalo, Domer Av Kol Asuya Tzitzis, telling you tzitzis also, it's only Temer Pishtim. Hashem Techaz says, Ribuya the Krohu is coming to marba something, whatever you cover yourself with. I mean, what would be lacking in the pasuk? It would have said, "Tilan tasdukal al abakan bas kesuscha." Make a deal, man. Your four corners of your garment. As Mar says, it's coming to mimarba susuma. I says, "Reset by soy." That's excluding two slayla. The two slayla. Rashi understands it means a kesus, a garment which is specifically used at night time. Person's he would have a square corner of pajamas. Okay. Samora says your marba kesusuma sheyeshna b'diri etz lacherim. Kinen be'urisim lacherim b'yoyim. So it's. The word, the pasuk "risa mesoy," it should be visible. It is visible. We also asher techasa mapek risem, so we have no reason to say that asher techasa should ignore the risem because it's not ignoring the risem in this case because risem is still true. You might have thought susuma excluded, so it says no asher techasa it's included. But now I understand that risem it makes sense in a different way a little bit, not the. Not the wearer of the garment is seeing it, but somebody else is seeing it. But Ksus Laila, Shein Abriya, Bimarbinan Law, Miyashir Dechasa, Ka Kartale Urisim. If you're Marbik Ksus Laila, so you're totally ignoring the concept of Urisim. So I'd rather maintain the concept of Urisim intact and just redefine it rather than ignore it totally. Vemarat Rabashabagadim, Vuluk Ksus. Maybe I shouldn't be Marbik other Begadim. And not susum. So the answer is koy b'serem pishtim. Kedamr b'sam the samach serem pishtim the gilam tasa. So it already said gilam tasa from serem pishtim. So marbik susum of the serem pishtim. I'd rather continue to be marbik something else, which is also serem pishtim, rather than marbik shabagadim. But to me, that's right as the question. Okay. Omer Abai, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, B'simchus Amar Dabarech. Shimon Elazar, which we quoted before, who said in the bottom of Chavavah Mar Aleph that you can't be Mesachech with these 3x3 a pishtin We're gonna learn out an interesting halacha by Rashi pointed out there that you're not masachet beunin even. You can't use pishtin, even the unin of pishtin. Because there's a special rebate to remember that it's the same as the goyim. And the goyim unin shel pishtin are mekabel tum. So Amr by Rav Shimon Elazar, Simchas Amr Abrecha, Rav Shimon Elazar Hadamar, Rav Shimon Elazar, what she said. Simchas Tanya, Simchas Amr, Seichicha B'tavoy, Psula, B'mneisha Matama B'negoy, if you have a thread, something which is already made into thread, so it's a problem, even though it's not a baguette at all, so it has no din tumah, any regular, the average tumas. Would not accept tumah when it's just a thread, but by negoyim it could. Because in the time of negoyim, kaman ki aitana, like this, where do you find this idea that Sumcha said that a thread is mekabel tumah right away? So the Tanya. So mitamim miyad means as soon as you make it into thread, according to the mayor, the Shesi thread and the Orif thread were actually different. They used to make the so that's why obviously in the loom was set up on the loom. So the Shesi is the Shesi, it's the foundation, it's the thread set up on the loom, and the Orif is the ones that you marv in between, you mix in between. But he's saying that they actually made them. The Shesi thread was, if I recall correctly, the chassis thread was thinner. I remember the chassis thread was thinner, and the aura was the ikar. So it's two different types of thread, and actually, I think they used to spin them in different directions. They used to spin the chassis thread in one way, when you would spin it on the plot that they used to use. They didn't use a spinning wheel. One would have like a top, which actually was pulling out the material, so it would have a weight which would pull it down, it would spin it and help it spin together. You'd spin it to turn in one direction for the chassis thread and the other thread, so they would have different warps, what it's called, twists. So when they would mix together, they would really hold tight because they were at different directions. Something like that. So they were different. So the matamim, that's why it's referred to. Even before you put them on the loom, there's something called chassis and something called arev. I mean, Hakol says arev, not on the loom yet, because they were actually different threads. So matamim and agrem yad, dibur and meir. Rehuda says no, a chassis v'shiyash that has to still be processed. The process of they would put it into a pot and cook it to bleach it, so when you pull it out of the pot, that's when it's mekabel tumah. But the order is miyah, they didn't do that to the order of thread, they only did it to the chassis thread. So he agrees with Meir that the chassis thread was miyah, but the order is miyah, the chassis is lemashiyash. So, Kabbalim, you see that according to Meir, someone who was a Talmud of Meir, that the threads are mekabel tumah immediately. Therefore, you cannot use threads in tzchach. V'unash pishtin would be once you put them into the tana to be mislaven. I'm sorry. So. Rashi says the Unim were even in the step of the process before you made it into thread. Tosfos says the reason why Rashi learned like that, because if it was made into threads already, so why isn't that included in the idea of we said the point that something which is made into a thread already is Mekabel Tama right away. So why are you looking at Unin is a distinct entity if it's referring to it was already made into a thread? Tosfos says, where would you get that from? The Torah says Shesi Borev. I said, how could you mean Marba by Unin that there's a Madrid that they're even before you made him into a thread? I could argue Shesi Borev is considered the Mekabel Tuma once it's only on the loom. There is a time like that. It's only considered Mekabel Tuma once it's there on the loom and you're start, you know, it's on its way to coming. He says no. It means the Torah meant the thread of the Shesi Borev. What do you get less than that? So the Torah disagrees with Rashi. It means that it was actually made into thread already. So why does it refer to it independently? Because by the Pishtun they didn't make a difference between Shesi thread and Orev thread. So when I refer to Shesi and Orev as two different distinct types of threads, I'm not including linen yet because linen wasn't a Shesi or an Orev. So that's why I need to mention the linen threads independently, but it's referring to threads, as Tosfos understands. Rashi. Amar Dabar Echad, the Dabar Hamitam Ben Goyim, Eim Esachachin, Mabagav Deinam Atam B'Tumas Magen. Even though it cannot accept normal tumas, which means that if it touches a tum, the which is tummy, it's not makabel tumah. Since the goyim can be effective on it and create a tumah, so that's also called dabar matame. It's matame. Hada morin. Shimon also said chutz mi pishtan. Well, I come from chutz mi bag of pishtan. He says you can't use mi misachet with pishtan. He didn't say a garment of pishtan. Mashal gav the lav beged shlo nitzva kegonunin. Rashi says it was not nitzva yet. A nitzva v'lo nerig or had been made into thread but had not been woven. A misachetchem. Why hol metamim in the goyim? Mashal gav lo metamim v'shrotzim. Even though it can't be metabol tuma from shrotzim etc. But since it could accept tumas legoyim, so you can't use it even though it's not woven or even though it's not even a thread yet. Tzich v'tovi, hol matam in legoyim, d'chsiv ar b'shesi barev. Simcha said, tovi is not acceptable, because it could accept tumas legoyim. Udinami, he would hold le'unin, b'shiyas lavnu, that unin, once they reach the point of libun, they've been bleached, they're mekamel tumas legoyim. By Noka Tovi, he only mentions Tovi, which according to Rashi is a problem, because he understands Unar were not Tovi yet, they were not threaded, made into thread yet, they were just fibers. Lashvina the Tovi Matama Miyad, but the Tviyosu who Gemar Malachtoi Beloy Boy Shiyashla. But the reason why he mentions Tovi is he wants to stress this other point that immediately once it's made into a thread, it's Mekabel Tuma, even before you would then cook it. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Keman Amar Simchus Laha. So where does Simchus get that point that it's immediate and not Mishiyashla? Kermeir. Damar Metame Miyachinitva. As soon as you make it into a thread, it's Metame. That's version number one of the Keman. The Keman is going back on Simchus. Second version of Keman, Lishnachrino, Keman is Amar Abaya. By his understanding of Sumchis, that it's Metame Miyad is a Tavoy. Where did he see this concept that Pishtun means Pishtun? He was that. Shimon Loza was using Pishtun specifically to say fibers of Pishtun as opposed to a garment of pishtin. Karafila unan b'mashma. Unan and tamen the garment. Where did Rabbi get this idea that unan are matamen ben agoyim? So according to this version, the answer is ki haytanak Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that unan are mishiyas labnu. Mishiyashla, shiyu shalom yisayim and a yarel, you would fish it, you would retrieve it, you fish it out of the pot, shashokan or soyboy lalavna, you would cook it there to bleach it. So you pull it out, that's the time that it's an almakabotum. Mishislavno batanar, and you put the unan into the tanner and they turn white, they bleach in the tanner, that's when it's makabotum. Okay. So the Mishnah. Anything which is comes from a wood source cannot be used as a wick, except for pishtun. Kol yotzim min eitz ena matama tumas oyalim ela pishtun. And only the only structure made out of wood which would have a din of tumas oyalim is pishtun. Now, there's a few other halachas in the din of oil. One is that anything which is in the oil together with the mace is tameh. That applies to anything, but no matter what it's made out of, wood also. But the Torah says that you have to be maza on the oil, which means you have to be matar of the oil itself also. So the oil itself becomes tummy, not just the kalim inside the oil, but the oil itself becomes tummy. So that's more. So that alone only applies to pishtun. So the tumas oilim, it's only makabel tumas oilim that the oil itself becomes tummy. That's referring to pishtun. That's what we're going to see in the Gemara. What that means? How do we know that it's only pishtun? Tosis raises the question we had before by the Avir Mardeya, that you had a kli, the Mardeya functioning as an oil over the kalim. So it said, well, Atman Bekolshe, and they became Tomei Bekolshu. It's maybe Tuma, the Mardeya transfers Tuma B'Tefach, Miraisa. So if the Mardeya is a Tefach thick, so it'll transfer Tuma from there to the person who's, or anything that's being mile on top of. With less than a tefach, so the more originally thought, Midr Rabbanan would be transferred tumah, the more it's only transferred tumah to the person who's holding it. But Akaponim, but it says, Alatsam Bekolshe, and the Mekabal tumah, the Merdei itself is Tomei Bekolshu, even though the Merdei was made out of wood. Ah, you're telling me wood it doesn't have tumah, sir. So, and that's also a form of oil, right? That it's the tumas oil. It's being mile. It is actually acting as some form of an oil over the tuma, and the person. So just as soon as it's mile on the tuma, it itself becomes tummy. So that's not what we're talking about. The chiddush of tumas oilim is that it's mechubar lekarka. Normally, anything which is mechubar lekarka is not mekabel tuma. Once it's, if it, as long as it's metaltil, obviously it's mekabel tuma. He took this tent and he made a tent out of fish and he stuck it into the ground with stakes, etc. And he made a permanent structure. This is now going to be a house. That's his house, or that's his building. So normally, once it's mechubar lekarka, it's not mekabel tumah anymore. But the chiddush is a oil of fish that is mekabel tumah, even though it's mechubar lekarka. As the Tosfos understands the chiddush of the Gemara. See Rashi of the Mishnah. And the gemara lost its tefila mekanvus ubeged canvas mitzemer gefen. I'm not sure. You can't use canvas, which is the matter of canvas usually is referred to in the Gemara was made out of like a hemp. Or the Mishnah says, "Beggar canvas mitzemer gefen, which is cotton." can't make silver from a canvas or a beged of canvas, whether it's from canvas raw or from a beged of canvas, which is made out of cotton, Rashi says. So I'm not sure why Rashi had to separate canvas and beged of canvas. Over here, Rashi is referring to made out of cotton, but I'm not sure why Rashi has to say it as two separate things. Oil. If you made an oil, and the mace is the average house, there's no tumah on the house itself. You have to be terrible to the house. So if you make a structure which theoretically is mobile, like you tent, you can pick up the stakes, you made this structure out of wood which is mobile, you're not going to do that. El Pishn, the Shaf oil tome, the Kiriksiba, his oil, you have to be Matar the oil. The more you all of the Pishn, Mishtoi Krot. So that passage is referring to an oil made out of Pishn. So that's the more Drusha. Now, Tosis over here says, according to Rashi, that you can't make a wick out of cotton. That's, definitely against common practice. Tosis says that the common practice is, common wisdom is that. And it's pretty good to be a wick. It's a pretty fine wick. So the Ri says, why in the world do you perceive cotton as Yetzimin Eitz? It's the seed. The Yetzimin Eitz means the wood itself, not the seed. Pishon is a funny thing because it grows the flax grows and a woody type of a plant, and there's fibers embedded in the plant. It's not the seed. It's not the zarapishtin. The zarapishtin is a separate thing. But the plant itself produces the fibers. So that's more dharma to apes. It's not. But semer gevin is the seed. It's the flower, not the plant itself. Tosha says his second raya is these are not eights. When it says eights, it doesn't mean that, because these things do not maintain themselves from year to year. The exception would be Pishtim. The more is going to say, all the Pishtim it creates, so why in the world do they assume Pishtim is considered eights? It grows like a plant. It dies out at the end of the year. It's an annual. It has to regrow every year, as opposed to a tree. By the Meraglim, which Yeshua sent to Yerichai, says that Rachel was there and hid them in the Pishtei Eitz. See, the Torah refers to Pishtei Eitz. But its property is quite different than your average situation of Eitz. Okay. So basically, what according to Tosis is what it's coming to Fuke. You can't use wood fiber, little splinters of wood as a wick, but cotton was never part of the conversation. So Manolan, where does this come from that the din of Tumas Oilim is specifically by Pishtim? So I'm a Rabbi Elazar, Gomer oil me Mishkan. You learn out the word oil from Mishkan. They tell me that just like Mishkan, the oil was made out of semer and pishtin. So the only oil in which are makabel tumah are either semer or pishtin. So semer is not yitzimin eitz, and the only yitzimin eitz things that comes out as an eitz, which has a din of tumah soil, is going to be pishtin. Ksiv Acha, Zayis Teras, a Terah Adam ki Yamus Boil. Ksiv Asam, by Yifrois, it's oil, Adam Mishkan, Malhalan Shapishtun, curry oil, Afkan Shapishtun, curry oil. So you put the oil on the Mishkan, there it was. Tosis grapples with that pasuk. Pasuk is referring to the oil of the Knights of Isin. There is three layers that was placed on top of the Mishkan. There was the bottom layer of which is this variegated wool type of a thing, and that was referred to the Torah as the Mishkan. Then there was the second layer, which was the curtains made out of from the goat's hair, which went on top of that. And then there was a third layer, which went on top, which was made out of the arvos of the tachashim. The Torah actually refers to the second layer as the oil. It refers to the bottom layer as the Mishkan. That was the actual Mishkan itself. It was the garments, and then you put the second layer as an oil ala Mishkan, as an oil on top of the Mishkan. So it says, so why are we assuming it's referring to Pishtin? It's referring to the Urias Izim, which are the oil on the Mishkan. So that's Tosis's problem. So if you look at Parshas, Tosis says that the Gemara was very exacting. If you look at Parshas Truma, it talks about making the Urias Izim. So it says Reza Mishkan. So it says. The Mishkan, but as the Mishkan Tasa Eser Yerbiyos, so the Mishkan is the Eser Yerbiyos itself. They're made of Shesh Moser, it's kind of like a Tashan, Kruvim, so there's linen and there's wool. Then, in Pasuk Zion, that's in Pasuk Zion, it says, Vasisa Yerbiyos Izim, Loyal Ala Mishkan. So the Urias Izim are the oil on the Mishkan. So it refers to the second layer as the oil. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So it says, yeah, but if you look at the pasuk in Pekudei, when Moshe is setting up the Mishkan, actually building, you know, setting it up. Vayakem Moshe es haMishkan. He stood it up. How did he do that? B'tenes Adonav. He put down the sockets. Vayasem es krashav, and he put up the board, the krashim, the boards. B'tenes b'chav, and he put the bars which went across to hold it together. Vayakem es amudav, and he put the amudim in the front. Vayifresh es oil ala Mishkan. Then he put the oil on the Mishkan. Now, what's that referring to? It's not referring to the Urias Izim. And it's referring to the lower curtains, because that's going to be the oil on the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is referring to the Kroshim, and you put this as an oil on that. But Yosef is Mikseh oil alav milamal, and then you put the Mikseh oil, which is now referring to the Urias Izim. Right? Because otherwise it doesn't mention anything about putting up the Urias, the first layer of Urias. That's how Tosfos understands that the Morse bringing this pasuk is referring to the lower layer as the oil. And that's the source. Rashi and Chumash actually says the Yifres is oil referring to the Urias Izim. And he understands the Pasuk in Pekure. And he understands Vayakim Moshe HaMishkan, that's referring to the Urias already. How do you do that? You put the Adonav, the Kroshav, the Brichav, and the Amudav, and you put the Urias the lower urea is already up. That's the mishka, and then you put the oil on the mishka, and then mitzvah oil is referring to the layer of the aris tchoshen, right? Aris elim odamim. So, which I think has a mile, but it's a funny the binyan of the pasuk. Vayakum hashem mishkan, and then mitenas, and the order is not right. He didn't stand there holding the curtains and then put the kerushim under it. I mean, maybe they did. You understand kipshuta. So Tosfos says that we brought specifically that pasuk, but there the oil is referring to the areas which are made out of shesh moshes.
But the shesh was only one part of it. In other words, if it's a mixture, all you've shown me is that it's included in the mixture. But if it's a standalone, how do I know?
It's a good question. I was wondering that myself. In other words, maybe I should, I should be. The Gemara actually takes it a little. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't go that far. I'm not sure why. The Gemara says, "Ve'ema," you should say, "Imal lahalon shazurin v'chutin kafel vav." Avkan shazurin v'chutin kafel vav. Maybe it's only considered a valid oil if it's moshzor, which means it's made out of threads which were then intertwined together to make larger threads, and that shazurin is, and shazurin was, and actually it was the, and the amount of that was six. The threads which were used in the Mishkan were made of, each one was made of six, each thread was made of six individual threads. So avkan shazurin mechutin kafel vav. Maybe it's only considered an oil, if you learn from the Mishkan, if it's that exactly like that. Some more answers. Tamalarma says oil riba. It says in the parsha over there of Tumas Maize, of Tumas oil, it mentions the word oil more than once. Timarba, any type of oil. Moshe says, well, oil riba, if you're going ready with this idea that there's the extra word oil is more than once, filokomilinami, so then any type of garment, any type of material should also work. You remember that? Where it says in King, Zereshava, my honey, because I have the Zereshava, tell me specifically not.
Why don't we answer like we said before? If you're talking about to be Mamarba within the men, outside the men.
I think the Kashi Rashi says it says oil more than twice. So I have oil Reba, there's the actual lotion of oil. Keep stressing the oil. So Mora says, "Vema malahalan kroshim afkan kroshim." Maybe eitz is also called oil because by the Mishkan there is kroshim, and kroshim were made out of wood. So you see, an oil is made out of wood also. Morris says, "Amr Kroa, Masitza Krashim La Mishkan." So you see, the Krashim were not the Mishkan. Mishkan Kari Mishkan, Vain Krashim Kari Mishkan. So you see the lesson of making this for that, this is not that, that's that, and this is for that. So the Mishkan is referring to the Urias. And the Krashim are there to serve the Urias. Namor says, Elamiyata says, we see some mikhsa the oil, you should make a covering for the oil. So you see that there's the oil. And the mikhsa, which is the iris of the iris of the chashim and the elim adamim, is referred to as a mikhsa for an oil. So you're saying this is, there's an oil, and this is the mikhsa for the oil. It's not an oil itself. So Mor said, that's true. Lahod the boy Rabbi Lazar or behemet tameya, ma'ashitama boil a mace. If you'd make a oil of or behematimeya, of the skins of the hide of an animal which is tame. So is it a valid oil? Because Morris can explain why he was specifically talking about that. But Morris says, but one second, based on what you just said, that a mixer is not considered an oil, that would somehow mix up an oil which is tor, sahashta, or behemoth sahara lamizame, or behemoth sahame, boy, well, what's your shayl? Obviously not. Morris says, no, shani hosam. The hadr ahadrik krua, the pasuk brings it back. You're right. The pasuk of mixel oil is exclusionary. This is not the oil. This is the cover for the oil, but it's not an oil itself. But there's a different pasuk. It says, "Receive v'nosu shiviyosem mishkan mesoil moed mixeyu umixey atachas asher lov mimal." Malakish oil atachas and matachas and curry oil. Afel yin curry oil. We have a hekesh which tells me that this is considered oil. Yeah, the whole ration for tomorrow. Yeah.